Welcome to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Juliland.com. Today, I'm joined by the man that loves rock and roll, Mr. Richard Avery.
I am fucking rock and roll. You know that.
You are a badass.
I'm punk rock.
Well, today, we're also joined by my co-host, who also, I believe, loves rock and roll or DJ or something music, Miss Gracie Glam.
Because I'm bad to the bone. Do you remember that one time that we took mushrooms and went to Magic Mountain and we went on that one ride? And as we're going up like the hill to get like the peak and it's doing the... with the fire going, and it was like
X, Extreme or whatever,
and they were playing.
Was it Enter Sandman? We were tripping a little.
I was at Universal a lot a long time ago in Orlando. Do you know they have the Universal Studios there?
Yeah, yeah.
I went to the Aerosmith ride.
Oh, I love that. The rock and roll. Yeah,
yeah, like that's a cool feel ride. Rock and roll.
Yeah.
And I laugh because I like, you get in there and you're thinking like, this is going to be.
It's like the animatronic people that are so.
The whole thing is just so bad. It's like a roller coaster in the dark.
So there's a Steven Tyler animatronics?
Yeah.
Or something?
They're kind of as,
it's like the Hall of Presidents.
Like, what's up, dude? And like, as they're like, it's like the Chuck E. Cheese, like,
it was so bad. I was like, all I can think of is, oh, I hope they're getting paid a lot of money for this shit.
I mean, I remember when it came out because I actually lived like, yeah, it was good then. And then when I went back, I was like, it's basically the little mouse people at Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, talking about Aerosmith, have either of you seen Aerosmith in concert?
No.
No?
I'm not that old.
No, but I did see AC/DC 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Did you go?
Badass. At Dodger Stadium.
I had a friend go. He said it was pretty awesome.
So good.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Did you have good seats?
Yes. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I think.
I was in center field.
I saw the Jacksons at Dodger Stadium, and I saw Genesis at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, Genesis. That would be a good show.
I was in the pit.
I can't dance.
Where's the pit at Dodger Stadium? I've never seen it.
The stage is so high, it's not really a pit, because it's so high. Like in normal, you know, at a club, stages are low, and you can stand in front of it, but the stage is so high at Dodger Stadium. You're in a pit. You can't see anything. So it doesn't really, it's not even a good.
Yeah, you have to be back.
You know? So you have your own little part.
But I saw the Jacksons there during the Victory Tour. It was pretty lame.
What was your first concert, Gracie?
It was
Spice Girls.
Nelly, Eve, Jessica Simpson, Dream, 3LW.
What was this, Lilith Fair?
It was something in North Carolina. I don't know. Like, it was when Nelly, like, you know, Country Grammar, we going down, down, baby. You know, boom, boom.
I don't know the song now.
No, hot shit. Or it's getting hot in here.
Oh, I know that song.
Yeah, okay. Nelly. Okay, but I was too young for that. So I was there to see Jessica Simpson.
I met Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
She was very sweet. Yeah, yeah, I was on a photo shoot about 10 years ago for GQ. Not overly tall. It was when she was supposedly banging around with Johnny Knoxville.
Oh,
and
really?
So
when did that happen?
It was almost 10 years ago. It was a GQ 4th of July issue, and she came out. It was when the show was popular.
She had the cover with the helicopters,
yes,
in the field with the blue jeans.
Is there any rock star today that you just love? Like you think is the hottest rock star in the world today?
Well, rock stars don't really exist anymore.
Actually, you know what? That's kind of true.
They're out there, but just,
it's not rock stars.
Name a rock star.
Yeah.
That's new?
Yeah, in the past,
like
even 5 years.
There aren't any.
Yeah.
The guy that's
there
on
is no,
The Voice.
Like, there is no... There is no
rock and roll's dead.
There's no David Bowie. There's no Bono. There's no Freddie Mercury. There's no Kurt Cobain, even. There's no...
Rock
know,
and roll is
Michael
dead.
Hutchins. There's none of that.
I met Slash.
Slash
oh, really?
Is cool.
Yeah.
Slash
he
is
was cool.
Cool. Really nice.
He was cool.
I don't think I've really ever met a rock and roll person
really?
At all. Actually, most musicians
not
I haven't
with Peggy.
Met. I've met more probably hip hop people like T.I. and, but no, what's his name from Counting Crows, the lead singer of Counting Crows?
Robinson.
I can't think.
Oh, Counting Crows. I'm thinking of.
I can't think of his name, but no, he was really cool.
I know who you're talking about.
But yeah, no, I met like Fergie, some musicians. I mean, Shania Twain.
Are you into hip hop music?
Oh, I'm into every genre of music, but yes, I am into hip hop. I'm currently into like SoundCloud rap right now.
What's that?
SoundCloud? Like the, like,
yeah,
podcast?
Like SoundCloud.
Where you can listen to More with Mo?
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
when you're not listening to More with Mo on SoundCloud, what do you listen to?
I'm really into this guy called Bones.
Okay. And I doubt he spells it B-O-N-E-S. So.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he does.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So adding the Z to the end,
yeah,
and a silent Q.
He's a white kid.
Think about.
An ampersand in there somewhere.
He's bad at branding.
I'm really into mashups.
What are mashups?
Where they take one song and they like mix it with the other, and it sounds really cool. Like I just was listening to. I mean, it was okay. I kind of got into it. Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus and Party in Bullshit by Biggie Smalls.
Oh my God!
I know none of this.
Or maybe it's Juicy.
I feel really out of the loop here.
Do you?
Don't you listen to like One Direction or
something?
When's
the last CD you bought?
Oh, last CD? Oof, it's been. Mine was through Columbia House. I didn't buy CDs really in stores anymore.
I bought a CD a couple months ago for the first time in like 15 years. Like, I mean, I hadn't bought anything, and I just got this. Could only find this one thing I wanted on a CD, and I laughed when it showed up. I was like. I got to unwrap the CD. I was like, wow, this is really cool. Remember this?
No, actually,
CD 2 years ago.
It was somebody. No, it was a group. It was probably about 8 years ago. And it was a group called the Wood Brothers. And it was a folk song. And I heard a folk band. And I heard them on NPR. Oh, and I couldn't find them. There
like,
wasn't,
this is my jam.
No, there wasn't. It was like really good music. And so I bought that CD.
He's
it was
so
good.
OG.
Right?
That's badass Shut dog.
Up. I bought the first aid kit. I went to see Licky Lee, whatever the fuck. I don't know. I just wanted to go to a concert. I took Josh because I didn't want to go. Yeah.
Wink, wink, inside joke.
Poor Josh. But anyways, he drove me down there and we didn't even stay for like whatever the fuck her name is. But there was First Aid Kit who actually, you know, like they did remixes with Bauer, which everyone knows Bauer, the Harlem Shake.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know that. Yeah.
Okay. So they've done like a First Aid Kit remix. That was actually pretty good. But they signed the CD. So that's the only reason why I got it.
That's the only. Now you're a DJ, right?
In a sense.
Well, you're a working.
An aspiring.
I'm not aspiring. I'm.
I have some tech questions.
It's a low key thing. Because it's so trendy. I know how to. I enjoy it. Okay. But I won't call myself a DJ.
So you're like an
like
indie.
I don't call myself a porn star.
Okay.
You're not.
Yeah.
You're not.
At all.
Not at all.
Like, I don't. So, you know.
So my question to you is this. So where do you find music for DJ? Like, where do you go out and search? Do you find online?
Where do you steal your music from?
Exactly.
Thank you.
MP3skull.com. No. A lot of the music I've started rebuying just because you want the vocals and you want all of the pitches, everything to be good. Because a lot of times when people illegally download shit or like they'll purposely like do a remix and, you know, fuck with that stuff so that you can't play it or it sounds crappy when it's like transferred over.
Or the radio station adds their call letters halfway through.
Well, but I honestly like some of my favorite songs, favorite bands, like Alt J is a band that I just saw in concert the other last weekend. I first Shazammed their song off of Nokia commercial.
Okay, let's go with 20 years ago. Nobody Shazammed anything with their Nokia. These words didn't exist.
No, they did the commercial. I've Shazammed songs like in the Macy's department store.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've held my phone up to the ceiling speaker.
I've done that as well.
In the airplane, getting on the airplane, they've played this one song. Yeah.
What airplane? Virgin?
No. Or maybe it was, but they played, it's...
So then you gather music, you gather songs that you like, and then what is the process? Then you just kind of like figure out what works in what order, beats-wise or sound-wise, and then is it kind of like editing that we do? Like, do you start shuffling around these pieces?
Well, when it comes to actually like DJing and creating a set list, normally it depends on like the function. For this thing that we just did, it was a fashion show. So like, and it was on Thursday. So I thought it would be kind of cool to do like Throwback Thursday, but I wanted to keep it like classy. So I wanted it to be very like fashion-y with like house, which is housey music, but then throwback, like old school, you know, either Deadmau5 or something, or like
Deadmau5 is old school.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's still pissed off dubstep came out. Come on. Like, if someone could kill Skrillex, Joel Zimmerman.
Oh, my God.
You know, dead Skrillex, not Deadmau5. Wow. Alive mouse, dead Skrillex.
Wow.
Just, that's your next album, Joel.
I'm all into, like, I stop when it comes to electronic and stuff. I stopped at Underworld. Underworld does it all for me.
I want to eventually make, you know, my own mix. Obviously, I have my own mixes. I want to mix, like, Middle Eastern music and, like, metal and stuff.
That's interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I like music today that is weird mixes. Like, I don't know if you've heard, like, Baby Metal, how they mixed pop music with metal.
It's like a mashup.
Yeah, and or how, like, DeAntWord mixes electronica with rap, you know? Like,
I saw them in concert.
They're amazing.
Andy San Dimas took me and got his VIP.
I never took me anywhere. Tell her I'm pissed at her.
I want to mash up Indian music, the Bollywood stuff, with country music. I think
it would be... Shut the fuck up. I was just going to say, I have some tunes Willie Nelson that you'd want.
Yeah, exactly. Big old dance. Oh, that would be awesome. A full dance sequence on stage with Willie Nelson.
One of my favorite mixes ever was the Pixies. Bass Nectar redid Where's My Mind.
Don't know it.
The Pixies?
I know the Pixies.
I
never got into the Pixies though during that
time. There's just one song that you got into.
I never got into the Pixies too much because I just
that's the only song.
It just didn't work for me.
Now, did you ever play DJ Hero the video game when it came out?
Guitar Hero?
No, there's Guitar Hero, but then they brought out DJ Hero. I played that for like a night. That was a lot of fun and doing, you know, where you could do mashups, you could do all this stuff. And it was, you know, it's a game. It's kind of like where guitarists are going, you're playing Guitar Hero? That's stupid. You know, but it was a fun
when you're
little...
on super extra triple level.
Exactly. That's a skill.
Like DDR expert.
You know, Guitar Hero actually is back. They did a. They have a,
the commercials with Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, they have. They have a live show.
Those
they
good
killed
commercials.
Off. Well, they killed off because it wasn't making any money because it was costing so much for the licensing. It wasn't really making any money, and so they were like, "Eh." So they killed it off. So when they started to kill it off, I went and bought all the games. So I have like six different Guitar Hero games in the guitar, and I haven't played it in forever.
I never can imagine like doing any of that stuff in my life. Like, who has time to sit and play Guitar Hero?
It's fun.
Do you watch House of Cards?
Yes.
Frank goes through and he plays video games where he kills people, and he's like he's now the
president.
Depending, spoiler. Sorry. he's a congressman.
He's a single president.
He's the majority whip.
He's a single president at this point.
But he plays video games, so take the time.
I get it that people do it. I just, for me, it doesn't fit my lifestyle. Mm. Like I said, I have a Sony PlayStation 2 that's been sitting there collecting dust for years.
I want a Sega Genesis back.
I want a Nintendo 64.
Oh, that was good.
I want a Pong. That was with our first one.
A Pong? Mm-hmm. Boop. Boop.
Exactly. Boop. When you're DJing, do you pay attention to what the crowd's doing? Do you have are you ability to change your music if things aren't working right? You know?
Because
this thing with DJs annoys me is when they're playing music and everybody's just kind of standing around doing nothing, and then the DJ puts on a Michael Jackson song like Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, and everybody gets up and dance, and then all of a sudden
they change it back to like Jock Jams Tootsie Roll, and
everybody walks off and you're like, dude, they were
vibing what the fuck.
Don't why do you have to kill it? They do this all the time.
That's just because honestly there's just shitty DJs. Like, I ever even DJed, I remember being last time I was at the club in Hollywood. And it wasn't even the songs. I mean, those were horrible as well. But, I mean, I had the table in the back towards the door. And I just remember, like, his pitches were so high that, like, it was hurting my eardrums. Yeah. And I'm like, aren't you looking at your levels? Like, turn those down. And, like, his transitioning where he would play, like, 30 seconds max of one song, and then it would just like drop into the chorus of another song that it wasn't even smooth and match up. And I'm like, you on Hollywood Boulevard, what? Friday and Saturday night are their house DJ. Like, you legit are getting paid right now. Like, that is fucking sad.
Well, first of all, I've traveled the world and I've been to lots of clubs. Everything in LA sucks, period. I don't care what anybody says. Mm-hmm.
Supper Club?
Oh, best DJs I've ever found, and best for that whole thing was Miami. Australia 27 years ago.
Well, yeah.
Sydney.
Australia, because they even do mixes. I've listened they still to them on do. SoundCloud.
Sydney is still the best. Me My friend down there was a DJ. She was amazing. She DJed in Ibiza for years before that even people knew about Ibiza.
Yeah.
Do you have a DJ name?
It is Glam Chowder.
It is Glam Chowder.
DJ yes. Glam Chowder?
But no DJ.
Just Glam Chowder.
You have to have the DJ.
Nope.
DJ. And we're going to call you DJ from now on.
Or ma'am. It's like Sir Mix-a-Lot. She can be Ma'am Glam Chowder. Just Glam Chowder. Miss Glam Chowder.
Chowder.
You have to DJ Chowder.
Nope.
Now, I was drifting away from DJ stuff, but you mentioned Michael Jackson. You mentioned that. Do you guys have any sort of, I was just thinking about this, any sort of dead musician that you wish you could see now? What
Freddie Mercury.
I was thinking the exact same thing. I wish I could see Queen would be an amazing, amazing
Before
show.
Before I didn't want to see the Beatles. I want to be at fucking Live Aid in 1985, front row at Wembley Stadium for that show. The best set in 1985. They stole both concerts. They stole it all. And you can watch the whole show online on YouTube, and Freddie killed it. Like, I remember seeing that in 85, watching it on TV, going, on my little TV, just going, oh my God. I can only imagine what it was like.
That would have been an amazing. How about you? Anybody out there that's dead that you would love to see?
I mean, I obviously would like to see original Bob Marley, which is, you know.
Number two.
Yeah. Bob Marley. Or like Pantera before they lost their guitarist, but I mean, that's just there.
I think I saw Pantera once.
I saw Pantera once as well. So no Janis Joplin, no Hendrix.
Hendrix.
No Patsy Cline.
The Doors.
I'd love to see Patsy Cline.
Jim Morrison.
Yeah, that would have been.
My brother saw Jim Morrison.
Bob Dylan, Jim Morrison.
To the Doors.
So there's
some a good, lot when you think about like
think
all the
definitely
people.
Definitely Bob Dylan though.
Who would you kill today and not want to listen to it again? Creed.
Exactly. Aw,
Goo Goo Dolls.
Hey.
No,
Goo Goo Dolls had one good song.
Every so often it shows up. I don't care what station I choose on Pandora. Somehow Goo Goo Dolls sneaks in there, and I'm like, nope, no Iris, no whatever this is.
What? Okay, that's a good question. So what? If you're going to set a Pandora station, what one do you set up? Because I have one that it's my go-to Pandora station.
Oh.
And it works every time.
Well, I listen to so many different genres that it depends on what I'm into.
I just do NXS, and then you get great 80s mix.
I did the Outfield for a great 80s mix.
Love the Outfield.
That was a good one. I just got one for the gym when I went to the gym a few weeks ago.
Last month.
Shut
last
up.
Year.
5 years
when
ago.
When I went, it was
in the 80s.
I drove past the gym the other day.
I put on a music mix and it was actually really good. I just picked up like gym music.
One of those great workout playlists. It really broke a sweat.
Shut up, it was good.
It was in the 80s.
I mean, it was hot in the valley, so I literally broke a sweat.
Oh my God. Bitch,
she knows you.
Oh my God, she's such a bitch.
Princess.
Why did I bring her on as a co-host?
Because
why
great.
Was this idea? Can't we get Ash back?
Sorry, Ash is busy.
More with Ashaholics was good.
That was really good.
More with Glam Chowder. I don't know.
So, do you listen to what music do you like to listen to when you're fucking?
Do you listen to music?
Some Barry
Not
White?
Not
really. Some I have Barry NPR playing in the background. It's whatever's on TV.
Do you want some Barry White in the background?
No, I mean, it's like, okay, I don't know.
Does he have to last more than two songs?
Don't play. Whatever you do, don't play Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, no Stairway to Heaven. Exactly. No Meatloaf Bad Out of Hell 2.
Exactly. I was in New York the other week and like, I, you know, was having sex blah, 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 and I put on like Bass Nectar, which is a, you know, EDM artist, whatever.
Of
He's
course,
the one
EDM.
That did the Pixies remix, like okay. And he does these immersive mixtapes of like all of his words. So he's three or four of them. and on his first one, he opens because he did a Nina Simone remix. And then it goes into like the Pixies and it just kind of, it's like a 50, 60 minute. And that's the like longest thing I could think of that I wouldn't have to like. But like when some of like the dubsteppy parts came on, I was just like, oh my God, like this is so
Is he trying to fuck to the
no,
beat of
dubstep?
No, I don't
dubstep? Even know. I was just laying there, and I was like, I'm so...
I'm rubbing it a little raw. You're going a little fast. Can we slow this down, please?
This on
too many beats.
Oh,
too many beats.
Sucks, yeah.
So you're not even thinking about... Actually, you know what? For sex, that'd be good. If I could just be distracted by, what the fuck is this bitch playing?
But it's like, you can't talk to me. When he's like, open on music, it's like, that's all I'm... Like, then I don't care about fucking. Like, I'm about music.
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck first, music second.
Like, no.
Well, music
no,
the,
it's just, I mean,
does music get you in the mood to fuck?
No.
No?
No music. I'm just, like, into music.
Okay.
See, I'm not really into music like that.
It's new cool thing, Perfume Genius, Queen. Who's good video, good song.
What do I like new? New, my favorite band right now is Rudimental. I think they're the greatest.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah. You know why? Because they remind me, first of all, I think Anne-Marie, she's
awesome.
They're
going to be together as one.
They're amazing. I love their videos. I love just the way they're doing their thing. I love the music. I love their songs. But I also like, I've watched their live stuff, and I like, it's there's this old school feel band to it. And I'm and playing instruments. The guy plays keyboards and drums. I'm just into that. Like I like DJs, and I can
that's
get
how Alt-J was. They're very.
I like band. That's what I like about Mode Step too. Is it's a band. You know, I'm okay with DJs. I'm not saying one's better than worse. I like to see musicians perform. I want to be entertained.
Well, when it comes to EDM, I like Nero a lot. Nero, because it has a girl that sings. And when I saw them at Coachella, she came out and she sung while they mixed their set. And it's like to hear her sing her voice, which sounds exactly like when she's singing, you know, whatever. And it's like, it's very, very good.
Awesome. So we like music.
And Radke. Radke, it's these three brothers out of Missouri. They're like 16, 17, 19. Sound just like the Misfits.
Are they the guys that did Mbop?
No, that's Hanson. They're black. They're three black kids.
They're going to do an Mbop remix.
Exactly. An extended Hollywood mix.
More like hybrid moments, you know, Die Die My Darling. You know, just kind of that kind of vibe.
Are you into punk rock?
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. My ex was really into it, so it kind of made me hate it.
Wow. So, Gracie, thank you for coming out and co-hosting for this music episode.
Wait. Oh, I got a question.
Uh-oh. The question is, here it is.
The question of the day.
This week.
Who would you rather eat pancakes with, Gordon Ramsay or Wolfgang Puck?
Gordon Ramsay. Instant. Fuck Wolfgang.
Crazy.
Wolfgang, so I can get some business tips too.
Ooh, I'm sorry. Gordon Ramsay runs an entire empire. Wolfgang is going, oh, look at my pizza business went out of business. Come on.
Wolfgang
Where's Spago?
Has got places everywhere. He's got to-go places and shit. Okay?
Yeah, so does McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly. Cha-ching. Cha-ching, bling, bling.
I want to have breakfast with Ronald.
All right. We,
I didn't think it started this
we can have steaks and count our money. About,
Gordon Ramsay has
can
an empire of TV
shows. Can you cut my stack of money
shows.
With your fork?
Oh, hold on. Wolfgang Puck is a guest
can
on
I,
Gordon Ramsay
can
shows.
Can I show you something right now, though? Okay. There would be no Gordon Ramsay without Wolfgang Puck.
Boom!
There would be no Wolfgang Puck without Julia Child.
But I could go
or
back.
Or the galloping
but Julia Child didn't have to go business.
So basically you're saying there's no Gordon without even Julia. So you have to give it to Wolfgang Puck. He's been around longer. He's been in the game longer. Played it really, really well.
I don't think Gordon Ramsay is actually all that much older than I am.
Word.
No, he is. No,
I don't think I think he's in his mid 40s.
No, he's over 50. He's gotta be. Don't. I'll be upset.
Okay, we're going to go for this. We're going to run a little long just because we can.
Google Gordon Ramsay's age.
I'm doing the old school typing. Oh, it's a British accent.
What?
Gordon Ramsay, hold on.
48 years old.
48.
Bam. 1996, November 8th.
He's 48.
Okay, so he's 10 years older than I am.
I thought he was over 50.
Yeah, he's relatively close to my age. Okay, well, there, you got your question out. Gracie, where can your fans find you and hear all about your DJing stories?
Oh, God, I won't talk anything about DJing. Trust me on that one. By BT Dub, Wolfgang Puck is age 66. July 8th, 1949.
Baby boomer.
Find me on Twitter at Glam Chatter. No E. Same with Instagram. I deleted my Tinder and my Snapchat. just because I got drunk and was putting out weed too. They didn't need to see that much of my personality, or that I drink and drive.
Wow.
And sing at the same time outside of the tanning bed. Yeah, find my coming soon website one day, thegracieglam.com.
Mr. Avery, do you have any confessions to make in our closing?
I do too many drugs, and I do too many drugs.
Wow, that's and you're a workaholic.
Yeah, I work. Well, that's how I keep working.
You drive and work at the same time.
Sniff, snort. Sniff, sniff, snort. There you go. Motto.
Well, my name is Mo Reese. This has been More with Gracie and Mo or Glam or something.
Et cetera, et cetera.
You can find me on Twitter, sometimes talking about glam chatter, at Mo Triple X or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can check out my Instagram, which I don't think has any glam chatter on it, but my blog does, theaveragemo.com, where you can check out all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show with Gracie Glam. Gracie, say goodnight, please.
Peace out, y'all.
Thanks for listening.